All right. Time to start something new. Oh, hey babe, what's up? You're back a bit earlier than expected. What happened to staying over with your friends? I forgot the game started like that, okay. So yeah, they got into a fight, huh? Shit. That is rough. Guess you all just decided to go home afterwards. Well, except for the one who actually lives there, huh? Yeah, nah, that's understandable. Yeah, no, I was just chilling here. Gonna play a bit of Pokemon before I fell asleep. Why? You look a bit tired. Well, yeah. Why don't you just come on chill in bed with me? I don't mind. Just come on in, snuggle real close. Maybe even, you know, watch me play some of the game. Alright, yeah. Sounds good. Then, get over here. Alright, there you go. Let's get nice and comfortable. And I will start this adventure for you. Yes, this is Platinum. And yes, I have played this game several times. I know you know I've played this game several times. But I started over. You know, it's been a minute since I've actually played it, so, you know, fresh start. Yeah, I know, I'm such a fanatic, and I am not ashamed. Alright. So yes, hello, Mr. Professor. If you need advice, I'm certainly capable of giving it. I do not need any advice, my good sir. Thank you for the offer, though. All right, let's see what's in the Pokeball. It's Buneary. God, Buneary's such a cute Pokemon. At times we play together, and at other times we work together. Yeah, I know. I know the spiel. And with how many times I've played it, I'm pretty sure you probably know the spiel, at least vaguely. That all the Pokemon professors generally go through. Some people live with Pokemon, some people work with Pokemon. We all come together, we battle, and we bond. The whole ordeal. Now tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you a boy or are you a girl? I am pretty confident in the fact that I am, in fact, a male. So we'll go with the male character this time, even though I do enjoy playing as Dawn, you know, a more canon character. But, yeah, no, We're going with the boy this time. What is your name? V-Y-N-O-M. We're just gonna go with Venom. Shorten it a bit. Yes, my name is Venom. Do not ask my mother about that name. Alright. Yes, I am Venom. I just told you that, Professor. This boy here, I believe he's your friend. It is the middle of the night, and I don't have the brain capacity to come up with a new name for my rifle, so we're just gonna go with the standard Barry. No, he is not as sweet as a berry. He is impatient as all hell. but yes, that is his name. All right, Venom, the time has come. Your very own tale of grand adventure is about to unfold. On your journey, you will meet countless Pokemon and people. I'm sure that along the way you will discover many things, perhaps even something about yourself. Now go on. Leap into the world of Pokemon. And we get minimized into Chibi. God. I joke about this game a lot, but I do it because it's genuinely my favorite game in this series. How many of the games have I played? Yes. Yes, I have played all of the main series games now. I actually just recently played Pokemon Red for the first time, so yeah, I can officially say I've played every game in the main series. Spinoffs is a different thing altogether. Hi, Barry, how the hell? Why did you just barge into my house? I know my mother's a nice lady, but like, you couldn't wait for me to take like 2 steps in my own room. Alright. Yeah, he would give us Pokemon if we asked, maybe. I don't know. The professor seems a bit rough around the edges, but... If you're late, I'm fining you $10 million. My guy, you're 12. I don't know what 12-year-old... thinks that he can just fine another 12-year-old $10 million. Like, if I had $10 million, I wouldn't be here, my guy. Not in Twinleaf Town. Alright, but enough of that banter. I'm just gonna continue on downstairs. Talk to Mother briefly. Yeah, I know he already left. He bolted out of my room. And yeah, he's always in a hurry. That's nothing new. Anyway, now I'm gonna step out of the house. But not before my mother warns me not to go into the tall grass. As in every Pokemon game where I get warned not to go into the tall grass without a Pokemon. It's all fine. I know my mom's just looking out for me, and I love her for that. Anyway. And he bursts out of his house and runs headfirst into me. Good times, Barry. And it's back to the exciting music. I'm going to see Professor Rowan. Man, words. It really is too late at night for me to be trying to speak. That's alright, though. Oh, geez, forgot something. I wonder why. Couldn't possibly because you're in too much of a rush. So now we're just gonna barge into your room, since you feel like you can barge into mine. I'll be waiting on the road. It's a $10 million fine if you're late. Dude, I'm not rich. My character is a child. How am I gonna get that much money? Alright, but anyway, it's off to see the professor. The wonderful professor of Sinnoh. Professor Rowan. Very. Alright, let's get moving to Professor Rowan's lab. But wait, there's tall grass, and my mother said we can't go in there. What? Don't go into the grass, right? No worries, no problem. It doesn't matter that we don't have any Pokemon. Yeah, you say that. Until a flock of Starly pecks you in the head. Oh, he's got an idea. You know how wild Pokemon jump out when you go into tall grass, right? Yes, I am well aware. So what you do is, you scoot over to the next patch of grass before any wild Pokemon can appear, because that's how this game works. If we just keep dashing, we can get to Sanjin Town without running into wild Pokemon. Yeah, that is really how it works. And Barry, about to charge head first. Okay, here goes. On your marks. Hold it. God, if Pokemon ever needs any voiceovers, I'm about to sign up. I'm gonna be the first one. What? You think I won't do it? I bet when it happens, I'm telling you. Anyway, we're getting scolded because Barry tried to go into the tall grass without a Pokemon to his name. It's Professor Rowan, isn't it? Yes, yes, Barry, that is Professor Rowan. You've seen him on TV. You don't need to ask me. They tried to go into the tall grass because they wanted Pokemon. Yes, yes we do. Well, I didn't try to go into the tall grass, that was Barry, but... Is it right for me to put them on that path? Yes. Yes it is. You too. You truly love Pokemon, do you? Yes. Yes, that is facts. I will ask you once again, you too, you truly love Pokemon. Do you? You doubt? Okay. We'll both answer 100 times, we love Pokemon, yeah. I mean, I won't answer 100 times because by that point I'll lose my voice. Worries me what people like that would do with their Pokemon, and then Barry. Well then forget about me, but give a Pokemon to my friend here. I mean, it was me who tried to go into the tall grass and all. Yeah, I'm definitely doing voiceovers for Pokemon if they ever open that up. Come on, Game Freak. This is money. Nah, let me stop. Very well then, I will entrust you two with Pokemon. Hell yeah. You must promise me that you will never recklessly endanger yourselves again. I will keep reading this dialogue. It's gonna happen. Oh hey, there's his assistant, Dawn. Damn, this man almost left his briefcase at the lake. Alright. I told you, I played this game enough where I can just joke around about it. It's no big deal. Yes, he's gonna give them away, and he's gonna give them away to two children. Because that's how this series works. Also, this music is a bop. Alright. Time to choose our Pokemon. And because Barry is such a gentleman, I get to choose first. Alright, so let's see. These are the Pokeballs, and there's Pokemon in each one. Now choose, which Pokemon will it be? Will it be the Tiny Leaf Pokemon Turtwig? I accidentally pressed A instead of looking through the other Pokemon, but that's fine because I wanted to choose Turtwig anyway. Turtwig is my favorite starter of these three, honestly. But that means Barry gets Chimchar. Everybody's favorite fire monkey. Alright, the Pokemon you have been entrusted with are unfamiliar with the world. In that regard, they're much like you. Well, they're much like Barry. I'm very familiar with Sinnoh. You just don't know that. As fellow newcomers to the world, I hope you'll do well together. If you have any trouble, come and see me at my lab in Sanjim Town. Alright, and there they go. Off to their lab. Leaving Dawn in the dust. Alright, it's time to battle. Alright, are you up for this? Yep, I've always wanted to say this. The time has finally come. Venom, I challenge you to a battle. Honestly, the music in this game is just so good. Alright, Chimchar versus Turtwig. Who will win? Let's find out. Chimchar used Leer. I'd rather you not, but it's all good. I'm just going to tackle you. And guess what? I'm going to do it again. This man's just going to keep using Leer, isn't he? Oh, yo. He's already at half health. I can get him down in two more of these. Ow, that scratch kind of hurt, though. I probably should have used Withdraw, but it's fine. Just use Leer again. Yeah. Yeah, smart plays, Barry. Smart, smart plays. And just like that, we have won our first battle. Turtwig gained 69 experience points. Nice. Yes. Yes, I know, I'm immature, but you love me for it. Don't lie. Anyway, Turtwig is now level 6. We like that. Yes, you ended up losing because you kept using Leer. You scratched one time, my dude. Yeah, nah, let's head home, Barry. Mm-hmm. Well, Barry's the lucky one that he didn't get attacked by wild Pokemon. I was being totally responsible. However, we both did end up getting free Pokemon, so I guess it all worked out. Yes, Mother, I know. I know. I know you're worried about me, but I will be fine. Ah, hell yeah, the running shoes. Now we can move fast. Alright. Press the B button and dash about faster than ever before. Put on the running shoes and blaze new trails of adventure. Yes, that is nifty. I'm glad you agree, Mom. Alright, let's take a look at our Turtwig. See the summary. So yeah, we've got a Turtwig. It's level 6. Pokédex number 1. Brave nature, I like that. A brave little turtle. Yeah, we like that. And our moves, tackle and withdraw. Good stuff. Very good stuff. Oh wait, no, I'm not supposed to go into his house. I'm actually supposed to go back out into the route, because we're going to the lake for the purpose of possibly catching a legendary Pokemon. That's not going to happen because it's too early in the game. So I had this great idea. Listen up, okay? Okay, Barry. Whatever you say. You know that lake where we always play at? You know how they say a legendary Pokemon lives there? Yes, Barry. You guessed it. Let's catch that Pokemon. If you say so, Barry. We can try. Yeah, no, let's dash to the lake. Lake Verity. Alright, we're at the lake. Get ready, because we're capturing that legendary Pokemon. Alright. So we walk into the lake. And there's just this guy. Who knows who this guy could be? All I know is he's currently monologuing to himself about space and time. Cyrus is my name. Remember it. I'm sure I will, Mr. Cyrus. Oh wait, he wasn't talking to us, he was talking to the legendary Pokemon, who probably was not paying attention. And off he goes. So yeah, Barry's like, let's catch that legendary Pokemon. That was the legendary Pokemon's cry. However, there is one big problem. We do not have Pokeballs. Yes, Barry, exactly. We do not have the devices needed to capture said legendary Pokemon. Alright, but yeah. Yeah. Let's make our way to Sanjam Town, to the lab. Such peaceful music. Oh, and we ran into a wild Pokemon. Who is it? It's Starly. Oh, so you can catch Starly at night. Cool. I forgot about that. Good stuff. Good stuff. You're level 2. Let's just go ahead and knock you out for the experience. For what little bit of experience you'll be able to give me because you're level 2. Mm-hmm. 16 experience points. Alright. Not bad for a level 2. Yes, I am aware that when my Pokemon's HP is low, that I should probably go heal. Thank you, random NPC. There's a Bidoof! Also level 2. One of the... dare I say, doofiest Pokemon. But it's tough not to love Bidoof. Bidoof is just... this is just goofy and adorable. We're gonna leave you alone. And there's Dawn waiting outside the lab. I know the professor's waiting, and Barry blasts out and runs headfirst into me again. Because the man just can't slow down for some reason. Yeah, I know he's not that scary. And he's gone. Yep. That's Barry for you. Yeah, let's head inside. Yes, I know my Turtwig's happy. We won our first trainer battle. It was easy peasy. Took a nice long walk on the first route. We vibin'. Would I like to give it a nickname? Absolutely. Is this a male or female? This is a male Turtwig. We shall name this Turtwig. We shall name you Forest. It's a simple, easy nickname for a Pokemon that is going to evolve into a giant tortoise with a tree on its back. It's fitting, and I like it. And yes, I'm happy with the nickname. We've got Forest, the Turtwig. Who will later grow up to be Forest the Torterra. And it's great. Alright, I feel privileged to have met you. Thank you, Professor. Alright. I will absolutely cherish this Turtwig. Like I said, it's my favorite starter. Cause again, what's not to love about a turtle with plants on its back? Or in Turtwig's case, a plant on its head. And the music ramps up slightly. Now that the professor wants me to fill out the Pokédex. It's going to take a while for him to actually get... Nope, there it is. He has asked us to complete the Pokédex, which I will do at some point. I've done it before, and I can do it again. And there we go. Pokédex obtained. It will automatically record data on every kind of Pokémon you encounter. Yep. Yep, alright. When you walked up Route 201 with your Pokemon, what did you feel? Pretty calm, honestly. You know, it's the middle of the night. Not many people are around. Things are quiet. It's great. It's good times. Yes, Yeah, no, I know. There are countless Pokemon in this world. And as of this game, you don't even know half of them. Alright. Dawn has a Piplup. Good to know. Which, like, fitting. Because, you know, anime Dawn has a Piplup as well. So, yeah. A Piplup that, unfortunately, was almost always hit by the Draco Meteor from Ash's Gibble. But we're not going to get into that. We're playing the game. Yes, I know. You already know that I'm a Pokemon fanatic. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Oh, Rowan has a gift for me. It's TM27. It be return. A pretty solid technical machine. Yeah, I can teach this move to a Pokemon once, and only once. Unless I end up buying the TM somewhere else. Which I'm pretty sure I can buy return later in the game, but I don't remember. I think you can, but I could be totally wrong in mistaking it for another game. I don't know. I guess I'll find out later. I don't know. Professor had TMs? Yeah. Of course the professor has TMs. Why would he not, Dawn? Duh. Alright. Okay, follow me. I get a tour of Sanjam Town. Or at least the more important facilities. This building with the red roof is the Pokemon Center. Yes, I am well aware. But I'm gonna let you think that I'm not aware. You can find a Pokemon Center in most towns. Not all towns, just most. With the only town that doesn't have a Pokemon Center being the Twinleaf Town. I almost forgot the name of the town. Which would have been a disgrace after saying this is one of my favorite game in the series. The building with the blue roof over here is the Pokemart. Yeah. Again, I'm aware, but I'm gonna let you think that I'm not aware. Holy crap, that's a Pokemart? Oh my god. Alright, anyway. Yeah, I know I won't be able to buy much. I'm a child. I don't have that much money yet. Don't you need to let your family know that you're going to be helping? I guess. Alright, so Dawn is going to move on. And I am going to go heal my Turtwig, I guess. Even though I really don't need to, but I'm going to anyway. Would you like to rest your Pokemon? Yes. Yes, please, Nurse Joy. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Iconic. You restored your Pokemon to full health. We hope to see you again. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Alright, anyways, back to Twinleaf Town. We're gonna hop down that ledge. And we're just gonna walk around the grass here and hop down this ledge. And Twinleaf Town. Gotta tell my mom that I got a Pokédex, and I'm about to go on an adventure. Yes, my Pokémon are healthy. But yes, it is late, so I will take a quick rest. Thank you, Mom. What is it? He did, in fact, ask me to do something that big. Something as big as completing the Pokédex? Holy crap. Oh, what will I find useful? A journal? Sweet. Keeps a record of your daily events. Yeah, good stuff. Check it. And that's not at all how she would have meant to say check it, but I read the line and that's just immediately how it sounded in my head. Check it. You know, check it and you will be able to remember what you did last. Thank you, Mom. I do have Pokemon with me. It's good times. Don't worry. I'll make some trips back home. Oh, and there's Barry's mom. No, Barry is not here. Yeah, no, he dashed off. Alright, what did he leave behind? Oh, and then, forgot, my mom just volunteers me to take this package to Barry in the next town, or the next town after Sanjam Town, Jubilife City. Alright. Yes, I will enjoy my adventure. Yep, straight to Jubilife. So that's my cue to leave. I'm gonna real quick change some of the settings. We're gonna make the text speed fast. And I'm gonna make it so that start equals X, so that I can just press X to get to the start menu. And we're going to change the text frame to something more appealing than just this gray brownish color. Let's go with frame 15. Nice red and white. Got a little bow in the corner. It's cute. So yes, those will be the settings. And now, off we go to Jubilife, but not after this wild Pokemon battle. Cool. It's another Bidoof. I actually don't want to fight too many wild Pokemon right now, because I don't want to be too overpowered as to, like, knock out these wild Pokemon and one hit and not be able to catch them. Even though realistically I could probably just catch them by immediately throwing a Pokeball, but I like to maximize my odds. Anyway, back in Sanjam Town, but we're just passing. Can I buy Pokeballs already or can I not? I can buy Pokeballs already. So I'm gonna buy 10 of these. So I get an extra Premier Ball. And I also have enough money left to buy 5 potions. Because I guess my mom hooked us up with $3,500 right off the bat. Which is always a good time. So we're going to go up to Route 202, and Dawn is going to give us the catching tutorial. Gotta sit here and watch her battle this Bidoof. So she hits this Bidoof one time, and only one time, before going into the bag and grabbing a Pokeball. That's bold. It's a bold move, Dawn. I respect that. Alright, Dawn caught a Bidoof. Congratulations. Alright. Nah, it's fine. That was just a catching tutorial that I really don't need, but have to watch it anyway. So, yeah. Yes, I know healthy Pokemon are difficult to catch. Also, thanks for the 5 extra Pokeballs. Yeah, I'm aware. Now, there is a specific Pokemon on this route that I want on my team. And I am going to find it. I am going to find it. So yeah, just save the game real quick. Because I've been playing for a minute. But yeah, there's one Pokemon that I want on my team. And I will find it. I'm gonna go ahead and catch this Bidoof though, because I need a Pokemon for HMs, and unfortunately that's Bidoof's designation usually. Even though I absolutely love B-Barrel, I've used it on a team before, and it was surprisingly nice. But we're not gonna use B-Barrel on my final team this time around. But yeah, we will catch the Bidoof. So yeah, the Bidoof has been captured. Everybody's favorite plump mouse Pokemon. But because it does eventually evolve into a beaver, we're gonna name you Dam. I know, creative name, right? Alright, so yeah. There is our Bidoof. For HM purposes later, we're still gonna keep searching for this one Pokemon. And I also want this Pokemon to have a specific ability. And I will know if it has that ability as soon as I encounter it. Come on. Don't keep me waiting too long. That's the third Bidoof in a row. Come on, I know you're not the only Pokemon on this route, my guy. Alright, let's try again. You are a Krikatot. You're not the Pokemon I was looking for. But, nice Pokemon nonetheless. A very interesting Pokemon, shall I say. Krikatot used Growl, yeah. To be expected. Oh, that didn't do much. At all. Oh, it's using Bide. I forgot that it had that as a move. Oh my god, that was a critical hit. If I don't catch this thing, he is going to murder my Turtwig. She is going to murder my Turtwig. That is a female symbol. Alright, cool. Captured the Krikatot. Alright, and got it, the cricket Pokemon. We are going to name you We're gonna name you Sterling. After Lindsay Sterling, because, you know. Violin. That's kind of Cricketune's thing. Alright, who do we find? Who do we find? It's another Cricketot. Again, not the Pokemon I'm looking for. In fact, a Pokemon I already found and captured. So, yeah. But come on, where you at? It's probably probably not showing up because I'm actively looking for it. Like, the moment I give up, I'm gonna find this Pokemon. But I've so far only seen two Pokemon, and I know that there are more than just these two Pokemon on this route. I know that there are more than just these two Pokemon on this route. Yes, babe, I'm not gonna be playing this all night. Alright, well then, how about this? If I find this Pokemon with the necessary nature and catch it, then I will go to bed. How's that? Deal? Alright, cool. In the meantime, I guess I'm just gonna struggle. If you must know what Pokemon I'm talking about, babe, I'm talking about Shinx. He's like a little lynx cub. And he's cute little electric type lynx. And there's another one of my favorite Pokemon from this game. And it has this one ability called Intimidate, which is, you know, the hell of an ability for a lynx cub to have, but hey. Anyway, you're not a Shinx, unfortunately. I'm starting to wonder if I can even find Shinx at night. I should be able to. If I can't find Shinx at night, then that's just disappointing. You're also not a Shinx. Come on. There's no way. There's no way. Aha! There's a Shinx. Let's go. Now, does it have the ability, though? No, it Okay, this is gonna take a while, I guess. This is going to take a while. Oh, come on. Come on. You couldn't throw me a bone there. And just give me the ability I needed. This is taking longer than it needs to. I just want an electric cat that scares people with its cuteness, I guess. Why am I looking for specifically intimidate? Because its other ability is rivalry, which is only good if the opponent's Pokemon is the same gender. And that is not the case 50% of the time. Anyway, I found another Shinx. Does it have the ability? Does it? No. No, it does not. God. Come on. Oh my god. This is torture. This is torture. Alright, come on. Cricketot. I don't need another Cricketot. I just need a Shinx. That's all. With Intimidate, that's all I want. This battle theme is gonna haunt me in my dreams. At least the first 10 seconds of it are gonna haunt me. If I keep not finding the right Shinx, these first 10 seconds are gonna end up haunting me. Oh hey, there's a Starly. You're not the Pokemon I was looking for. However, I am going to catch you if this doesn't... Okay, no, that was a critical hit and it just knocked you out immediately. Never mind. We're just going to take the 16 experience points and level up to 7. Alright, Shinx number 3. What you got? Not the ability that I need. I thought the third time was going to be the charm, but it didn't happen. And here we are with another Starly. I'm already level 7, and you were level 2 again. I wasn't gonna risk that. Alright, Shinx number 4. They're coming out in droves now. And this one has Intimidate. Let's go. Alright, so I'm gonna catch it. I'm gonna catch him, hopefully. My attack missed. Great. Good. Fine. Okay. Alright, okay. 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 Cool. Making progress. Now the question is... Well, it's not can we catch him, because I absolutely can catch him. It's easy. Two. Oh, he broke out! You broke out of the Pokeball, really? Okay. Alright. I see you. I see you. Let's try it again. No, you broke out again! You stubborn little lynx. Come on. 1, 2, 3. Yes! Shinx. Captured. Thank you. Thank you. Shinx, the Flash Pokemon. The extension and contraction of its muscles generates electricity. It glows when in trouble. It is kind of cute. Yes, we're going to nickname this Shinx. We are going to nickname you Lux. L-U-X. Which, if I remember correctly, is Latin for light. Okay, let's check out this Shinx. So we got our level 3 Shinx named Lux. sassy nature fitting. It's got the ability to intimidate, which we wanted, so hell yeah. Currently only has tackle, but that's fine. It's a low level. That's to be expected. Alright. So now that I have Shinx, I'm just gonna go ahead and heal. Go ahead and heal my team. Yes, please, Nurse Joy. Heal all four? Yes, all four of my Pokemon. Alright, and thank you. And we're gonna save this game. And that'll be it for the night. Because I am, unfortunately, tired. So yeah. Was that nice, babe? Did you enjoy my commentary? I'm glad you did. I was just kind of being goofy, but you know, if it makes you happy, then I'm happy. But right now, I am not only happy, but very tired, and I know you're tired too. So how about you go and change into more comfortable clothes, and then you come back and we can snuggle and fall asleep together. That sound good? Yeah? Alright. Well then, go and get comfortable, babe. I'll be right here waiting.